Now I've said that when we make the 7 external offerings to the Buddha, we're treating him as guest, as honoured guest. But there's more to it even than that. What is the Indian word? What is the Sanskrit word for guest? This is rather interesting. The Indian word, the Sanskrit word for guest is Atithi. So what does Tithi mean? Tithi means a time of day or a period of the day. And A is simply a negative prefix. So Atithi means someone who does not come at any particular period of the day or any particular time. Atithi, guest, really means someone who may come at any time, who just turns up. And this is what happens in India usually. You don't make appointments. You don't say that you'll be there at such and such time. The person may not know you're coming at all, may not even have heard of you, may not even know you. You just turn up unexpectedly out of the blue. That's what makes you a guest. Atithi. So the Buddha is just like that. The Buddha just turns up, just appears, if you like, descends, can say the world wasn't expecting him. The world didn't know that he was coming. He just turns up. So what is the ancient Indian custom when the guest, this unexpected guest, this guest out of the blue, turns up? What's the Indian custom? Well, the Indian custom is you drop everything. Drop everything. You don't go to work that day. That would be ridiculous. How can you? You've got to entertain your guest. You drop everything. You may have been about to set off for the fields. You don't go. You ask somebody else to go. Might have been about to teach your children. You don't. You give them a holiday. You might have been about to go out for a little walk. You don't. You stay. You drop everything and you devote yourself entirely to your guest. You're completely at your guest's disposal. That's the old Indian custom. In fact, sometimes people even say to you in India, even now, please treat everything in the house as your own. It's all yours. I'm just here to serve you. This is the Indian tradition, at least the old Indian tradition. And there's never any question of inconvenience. No one would dream of saying, oh, how inconvenient. Fancy turning up like that, not giving me any notice. No one minds. In fact, they're overjoyed. And I've even heard people say in India, especially in the deep south, which is very religious and very traditionally minded, I've heard people say, when a guest has arrived like this, unexpectedly, out of the blue, and when everything has been put aside, I've heard the head of the household say, I feel just as though God himself had come to my house. This is how seriously they take it. So we can now see what Buddha as guest represents. Buddha as guest represents, as it were, the transcendental element, the unexpected, the unprecedented, the transcendental element suddenly erupting, as it were, into our humdrum lives, breaking in, as it were, from some other dimension and taking us by surprise, maybe catching us completely off our guard. And the external offerings, the 7 external offerings of the Mahayana, represent our response to that eruption of the transcendental. They represent the fact that when the transcendental appears, when it breaks through, when it manifests, when it even takes us by surprise, we just drop
everything that we are doing and attained only to the transcendental, attained only to the Buddha. And that means giving the best that we have, giving even everything that we have, giving out of gratitude, giving out of love, giving with joy. And this kind of giving, this spirit, is symbolized by 8 beautiful figures, symbolized by the 8 offering goddesses. There's one goddess for each of the 7, or in this case 8, external offerings of the Mahayana. And these goddesses, these offering goddesses, are frequently visualized in the course of meditation practice.
One sees, one feels, emerging, flowing from one's heart, 8 rainbows. And these 8 rainbows pass out through the crown of one's head. And having passed out, they fan out. And at the end of each rainbow, which is travelling upwards all the time, at the end of each rainbow, there's a goddess, a beautiful 16-year-old female figure, bearing the appropriate offering. And these 8 offering goddesses, at the end of these 8 rainbows, they make their offerings, they offer their water for drinking, water for washing the feet, lamp, incense and so on, offer them to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas who are visualized as all seated on lotus thrones in the midst of the sky. And these offering goddesses, so bright and so beautiful, at the end of the rainbows, they obviously represent something. They represent the very essence of worship, represent the essence of the devotional attitude, represent, we may say, the powerful upsurging devotional feelings, very pure and very strong.